is Yarns Yar with Scotty
and AB.
And here we are in episode 3.
Yeah, episode 3. Down at the yard this week. So officially Yarns at the Yard at the Yard.
Yarning really at the yard, and it's pretty good. There's a lot of people here, you know. It's not just weird two blokes.
empty club blinds rooms. Down and lights on at the club, just having our own little lock-in.
It's our new place to be. It's the home of cricket and the home of Yarns.
It sure is.
The Yard.
And we're live. We're live and out there.
We've got listeners.
We Who have. Over 200 people have tuned in for episode 1 and 2. That's incredible. That is far beyond what we ever hoped to achieve.
Thank you, everyone. Like, honestly, we were sitting here talking about, like, we're probably just going to punch out an episode and our mums and dads will listen to it, and maybe a couple of guys at the club, and then we'll get bored of it by Christmas. And now it's like every bloke's coming to us with advice and some of it's really nice. We've got a lot of nice feedback.
Yeah, on iTunes, on Spotify now as of a couple of days ago. So the podcast hasn't been out a week, you know. So,
but we're also on Facebook, got a lot of likes on our page. Yeah. Sadly, more likes than listens at the
look,
moment.
We probably need to work. Unfortunately, our data doesn't go down to detail, but I'd love to find out who the people have just liked. You know, that's like a passive-aggressive like, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll get a lot around it. It's like, I'd love to call them out right now, but they won't actually listen to this because they haven't heard our podcast.
There are some people, some places that I would love to call out because unbeknownst to us, we've gone international already. Yeah. So we've got listeners in the UK, India, France, Canada, the United States. Hello from us.
North Perth is everywhere. North Perth is in your soul, I feel, is how it goes.
Yeah, look, incredible. So, episode 3, let's see where we go from here. But
pretty big.
We've had onwards and upwards.
Onwards, upwards, and we're absolutely going well here. And after another pretty, how would you say, good week at the yard?
Look, I think indifferent results. I think we had a better first week, but we're still competitive in a lot of grades. We got a couple of wins there.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
spoiler alert, you're about to get really unhappy listening to me talk about me.
Yeah, look, that's, unfortunately, I've lost the board this week, listeners, so he's back in control. So
I can mute everyone.
I don't have any powers to mute him when he talks about his performances on the weekend.
But we'll get into
that
soon.
The cricket pitch.
But we'll get into that shortly. We'll start off with Andy. You want to talk about the one day as quickly? Just go through the one day Norths.
Yeah, the one day free Norths. They were out at City Beach, I believe.
Oh, playing. Gross.
Playing on, taking on Subi Marist. We came out and we were batting first, and Miami, Michael Ellett, has come out and made some runs. Gone up the order from batting 8 or 9 the week before, has batted 4, has made 41.
Oh, well done, Miami.
Yeah, but well done to Miami. Shout out to the Super 10s from years gone by there. unfortunately, there wasn't too many people that made any other runs around them, so they only made 108. I think Abe chipped in with 15 to 20.
That's a good percentage of the runs to Miami there.
Yeah, huge. Unfortunately, Subi Marist came out and they were just too good, so they chased that down with within 21 overs.
Nice short finish, which is nice, I guess.
Yeah, early finish there. But look, the only freeze, I think they'll get stronger as the weeks go by as we start to get some more depth in there.
Let's just quickly get onto one thing as well, guys. We didn't do it in our first round, but we're going to move into it for the rest of the year. We're going to give a 3-2-1 for the rest of the season to each of the games. So we're going to have our own best and fairest for each of the teams to see how they go for the year and see if the captains get it right, I guess, is the best way of putting it.
Yeah, look, it should hopefully give you an idea as to how people are going when it comes to the Steve Crispin medal at the end of the season. So you might be able to get a betting line going. I don't know. Yeah. You're the events man, Scotty. Maybe we can get that going.
We could. We could also get the yarn ho.
Oh, hello. Okay. our own little award.
The yarn low. Yeah.
You've already got your good bloke 11, mate. We've got too many awards going
awards
on here.
Awards everywhere.
So my 3-2-1 is obviously, we spoke about him already, so Miami gets the 3, Abe with his sort of 15-20 gets 2, and Nick Middleton was the pick of the bowlers there, so he's going to pick up the 1.
Done, Nico. A bit of red wine there. We'll move into other results. I can't really say better, but other results in the OD1s. We'll quickly go through these boys. They played their friends over in Western Suburbs. Back in the bowling strides, though, something that they missed out with the previous weeks. Ray Rolls coming in, 4 for 16. Just Ray left-armed rolls, just real chicken rolls there.
I heard he didn't bowl out his overs either.
No, he bowled 7.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Davin.
Yeah, maybe have a word.
Honestly, have a think about this, mate. The other good bowler, Wiz, 2/18. I think he might have opened the bowling, according to the stats. I wasn't there, but he was the second bowler on the card. So
yeah, wow, okay.
Opening with
so Ray, with Ray?
With Ray, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Left arm fast with right arm offies. No, really good. They bowled them out for 128. You go, okay, we got this, we got this.
Just some returning players I heard in that game as well, quickly.
They had a few returning players, a few of the one-dayers of old, James Curtis, Mark Bryant, Daniel Bonner.
Daniel Bonner came down to the bottom of his garden and stood there.
I think he walked across the field in his whites again, because that's one of my favourite Bonner things.
Yeah, I imagine across. He did. Great bloke, Daniel Bonner.
Supposedly made homemade cordial. Plunko brought this up on our page, like and subscribe, and I was never heard of it before, so very interesting to see.
Homemade cordial.
Very good. But chasing 128, few old faces back in. Let's see how they go. Yeah, no. They got bowled out for 90. Ray Rails doing the best with the bat with 28 and nothing else really coming from anyone else. So
nothing from Chad Davidoff this week?
About 12 or something. Oh, okay. You know. Yeah, that's what you get for sandbagging, weighs you down after some time, mate. I've gone with some votes here. Ray somehow gets the 3 with 4 for 16 and way higher score of 28. I give Wiz the 2. He scored...
Some of the best blokes get 28, by the way, just quickly.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. They get double that in my books. Wiz with the 2 votes, got 2 for and probably 9 runs. And Suri Mully gets the 1 because he got a wicket and hit like 12. So it's, you know.
It's okay for those lower grade battlers.
Yeah, like take those votes when you can get them, you know. Yep. Just one vote still catch up at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Moving into let's.
Oh, let's talk about it. The Super 8. Oh, are we on a roll or what?
We lost the cheer button. I got rid of the cheer button.
Oh, no.
You can't cheer anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, look.
Press random buttons.
Well, let's just cheer here now.
Yeah, woo. Yeah.
So we were playing Subi Morris again. I feel like we're playing Subi Morris every week amongst the club.
Yeah.
So we were out of Lucatina Park.
Lucatina, yeah.
It's actually a nice ground, very quick, but it was all right.
The kids enjoyed it before they were playing. The ground was standing there watching children play. It was really weird.
Which were much better than us.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Anyway, won the toss again, just quietly. That's 2 tosses in a row for AB.
This you calling or is this you just...
No, I called it right this time. Okay, well done. We came out, we had a bat. Myself and you opened up. I think we did really well.
I think we did statistically very well.
Well, okay. Well, look, the shot selection and all that kind of rubbish cricket stuff that everyone up the grade seems to analyse, we don't care about in eights, right?
It's all about stats.
So, unfortunately, you cost us a 100-run partnership.
Yep, not 97. But here's my issue, isn't the fact that we got 97, the fact that no one told us the score, no scoreboard. Honestly, if we knew we were anywhere near that,
we would have played completely differently.
Just saying, 97, we must have both hit some pretty big runs, surely.
Yeah.
Like, just saying. Like, I think we surely did. Now...
what did you get out for?
I got out for 54.
Okay, cool.
And our 97-run partnership at the time... Did Muhammad Sundries have more runs than you in our partnership at the time?
We would never know. It's never recorded in the scorebook.
No, but I think it was about... I think it was about even. It was about 20.
Well,
I
just realised... No, it can't have been.
Sundries...
How many did you get? 54.
Yeah.
So if I had about 25 at that point, 20... So therefore...
Oh, just ahead.
Yeah, I'm just ahead. I've nipped in.
No, but one of my things I did enjoy was when we've gone out to the middle, and this is how we know this podcast is...
Oh,
off.
Yes.
And we've gone out to the middle.
I could have retired after this moment.
And mid-off's just gone, are those the boys from Yarns at the Yard? They obviously heard me calling one of my many, wait, yes, no. And he just recognised the voice. And obviously
I think it was when we were sledging each other in the middle.
Yeah, they didn't really give us any lip, but we really gave it to each other the entire time.
That was the greatest fist pump moment when someone's called, are they both from Yarns at the Yard?
Yeah.
You know, like clearly these voices are memorable.
They've just gone, they're the guys.
Anyway, look, we've digressed. We came out, we had a bat. Myself and you put on 97. You've got out, and then we've lost 5 for about 20.
Yeah, the real divot of the
eight. So we'd brought Cody Wilson down because he was coming back from rehab.
I got out to get him back in. I needed him in form.
He lasted about 3 or 4 balls. Ash Bidoff straight off his 47 last week gets a golden duck. Palouse's fired him. LB
straight into the little leg. I heard.
Another. I will agree with this bloke, good bloke 11, but Goshie's come out with Paluzzi and they put on over 100. Mm. Goshie's got 58, Paluzzi's got 47. Paluzzi on his 200th or first game for
Norfolk. I'd say debut. It's his debut.
So 199 games for Tuohill. debut for North Perth. Yeah, so we got to, and then the towel, Jimmy Carnegie came in and whacked a few balls at the end there, and we were 8 for 241. Really good score. We came out of bowl, and they've had a bit of a crack at us to start with.
To be fair, we didn't really have the best we didn't have the best opening, but we didn't have any bowlers, to be fair.
Oh, Jimmy Carnegie's a bit of a bowler.
Yeah, Scum, who's a great bowler.
Sully?
Who didn't bowl in the
yeah,
first
Sully like, refusing to bowl.
I can't grip the ball. Sully, you're out on the other
one bowl. Of my favourite moments, though, of the game was when I dropped a catch off you, and then about a couple of overs later, I've caught the ball off somebody else. So it didn't cost us a lot, but it cost you a wicket. That's like a win for the team.
And I know the guy. He's my mate. He came out. He batted terribly. I batted terribly. We both hacked some runs together. Yeah. And I could have had the last laugh, and now I have nothing except for an awesome podcast. Like and subscribe.
look, so they kind of attacked it in a really weird way. Their first couple of openers had a crack, and then the rest of the batting line did nothing until it was almost too late, and then the last two batsmen started to swing the bat.
Yeah, they did last like three overs. They've been nuts.
I don't know. And we were complaining like we want to get off and get a beer. Come on, just finish this up. So they finished on 6 for 179, so another great win for the eights. The pick of the bowlers was Paluzzi, 3 for 45.
Straight breaks.
Yeah. But also, I think Sully bowled really well, tied them down there
as
well.
He was our best bowler in my book.
So from terms of votes, so with his 47, his 200th game, and 3 for 45, Paluzzi takes the three votes.
Yep, fair I guess.
Goshi with his 58.
Oh,
gets
please, hold on a second.
Goshi with his 58, you know, backing up 2 weeks in a row now, he gets the two votes.
Did you see the bowler? He pulled a guy to slip because he bowled the short half track.
I'm not finished yet. You might have a chance to get the one vote, but you haven't.
This is
Liam Sullivan with the one vote there for you.
This is an absolute rort, Mono. I put us in the position we were in. Had to bat with Andy. I would have scored 100 if I didn't have him at the other end running with me, sitting there silently, like I might do right now to his microphone.
To be fair, if people are going to believe this, who do they going to believe is quicker?
They know it's me. No. If people come down the club, watch us play. You know, let's let the viewers come down the club and watch us. Put a face to our voices.
No,
but actually, don't watch us play.
No, don't. Let's be honest. There's two games on at the yard, so they can watch
delete that bit.
They can watch the other game.
No, that was So
that was the eight. So two from two. I think we must be in the four.
Well, I'd hope so. Jesus, if we're not. And let's go back to reality with the Sixers.
Yeah, tell us about what happened in the third team there, Scotty.
Just quickly, like we were talking before this, how we're going to split up the results quickly, and AB's gone, you know what, you can have these games that were just, you know, to be frank, shit. And I was like, oh, thanks, Andy, no worries. It's like, what do you want to talk about? Oh, I'll talk about our game, and I'll talk about the top 10. I was like, oh, no worries, I'll talk about the Sixers, who, well, we'll talk about right now. They played Balcatta down here on turf, their first game of the
Charles
year.
Charles Ferriard, home of cricket.
You know, undefeated at the yard we were last week. And
this
week,
two from two.
Not quite the same. Went out, Balcatta hit 210, which is not the best score. No 240,
yeah,
but still a very good score. And the bowlers, not much to go off with the bowlers. Swainy got 1 for 22. Timmy Shearer got 3 for, but went for 48. That
Jimmy
is
got tonked.
Getting hit. Big one, GMAC got 1 for 44 off his 8. But honestly, it was pretty big, though. It was a very big deal. On the North Perth page, we got brought to attention. He needed one more wicket to get to his very big coveted 70 wickets for the club. So I was very excited to see him get there because...
Unofficially, apparently, it was his 600 wicket across...
Five clubs?
Eight, 12, as many basket clubs as there are.
Yeah, well... But 70 for us. So well done, G-Mac. I'm very, very, very big achievement with that 70. And then we've gone out to Chase thinking, you know what? We've got JK. We've got Doyley. It's a one-dayer. They're going to come out flying and bowled out for 92. Ooh. Not a...
Anyone notable run score there?
I think Parv hit like 15 or something. Okay. 16. And
Not great.
I'll get to the votes quickly. I've given Swainy the 3 for, got 1 for 22, did his string.
But another thing on Swainy, right? So he comes, he opens the bowling, and then he bats 3.
No, he batted like 9 because he did his hammy.
Oh, okay. But the week before, I noticed, you know, just...
He's Shane Watson.
Yeah, okay.
In his own mind.
And he would use all the reviews.
Yeah, like...
100%. If the reviews were valuable, Swainy would be the first one going
What bang. Kind of guy opens the batting and bowling, though? It's honestly... An absolute star who does anything for his team.
All right, stop it.
Two votes to Parv. 16 runs. Thought he tried hard. This was really hard. I gave one vote to Gibbo purely for the...
Giblet, Gibbo. By the way. Gibbo. I got pulled up on this by old Lukey. It's Giblet, apparently.
Giblet.
But we're going to call him Giblet or Gibson. Gibbetson. Can we go with Gibbetson? That's even worse.
Yeah, Gibbetson's not really... Yeah, good Garrick. Gibbo.
Giblet.
Giblet.
Yeah.
No, it's a G. It's G. Yeah, yeah. Nah, whatever. It's Gibbo. Everyone call him Gibbo just out of spite, really. Cause I gave him the one for that. And I'll go straight into our fours.
Oh, thanks for the burping there, mate. No worries.
Yep, just trying to... No, I don't have the pause button, which I actually do have.
She's calling you out here.
Our fours... back in the winner's trap. Fours playing South Perth.
Yep.
Down here as well. So their first home game. Came out batting.
Very strong side.
Always strong, especially in that bowling lineup. Like, there's a hot bowling lineup. Came out Barnsley. 70.
Yeah, Paul Barnes. Vice captain. Yeah, vice captain, just standing up.
Well done.
My understanding was a bit of a late pull out from
I heard
Michael
that,
Martinez.
Martinez.
Martinez, the Spaniard.
The Spaniard, Martinez. Blood vessel in the eye.
Yeah,
late
burst blood vessel.
Played
with
10. Hit 140.
Like, shout out to Luke Kossenberg, who came over and fielded for the...
Is that how you pronounce his last name?
I don't know, I'm making it up.
Okay. I think it's Kossenberg.
Well, I've gone with it. So thanks for backing me in.
Yeah, good Cozzy.
He came out and fielded. So he's done 40 overs over there, went out and bat, didn't last very long apparently, golden duck.
Came back and fielded again?
And came out and fielded again.
Got in the field. That's actually a huge effort.
Got included in their fine session, in the second team fine session as well.
Probably did more over there than they did in the sixes.
Sounds like it.
The fours, Goat hit 70. Mirza hit 20 odd, I think. So Mirza. No, Miz hit 20 odd. So nice at 140. Then they came out bowling and strong bowling lineup. You thought they might have had it. The peak of the bowlers did go very well. Mirza 3 for 17. Come on.
Off 8?
Yeah. Wow. Dowdy 2 for 13. Just tight. Lukey 3 for 14. Oh, that is some solid bowling through the boys. And one very late in the game, getting in for 136 with a couple of overs to go.
Nice.
So
good win.
That's a great win by the Fords, undefeated to start the year.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
I'll get into my votes. I got Barnsley for the three straight away. 70 runs and no one hitting runs day. Easy. My man Mirza, two votes, does what he does. One vote. Probably should give it to Dowdy, bowled very well. But I'm going to give it to Smithy because he is just a ripping bloke. Came in, did everything asked of him, put up the grades. Lacking opportunity, that's all I wanted to say. I wanted to see him get more of the ball because he's a star, and I really think he's a really just genuinely nice guy. One vote's for the nice guys.
Okay.
Which is why I'm surprised Sully got one vote in our game. But no, that's...
Yeah, okay.
That's our votes for the second 11, moving into the top team.
The top team. So we're playing South Perth away, Ernest Johnson, and we've bowled first. Look, they've made 170, and bowlers seems to be wasn't too many to pick from. So Freddie's taking a free for 50.
Oh, about 20 no balls. I heard. Got two wickets off no balls.
Yeah, I heard this. Yeah,
could have had a fifer.
Different wickets as well, because you know how people say I could have had fifer, but they ended up getting like the same bloke out. It's all that sort of stories.
Yeah,
Hoodie took 3 for 30.
I heard he was very good. Bowls off his... What can't he do?
Yeah, look, I don't know. He's done well. Some more stories on who to come, by the way.
Yeah.
So we've bowled him for 170. We've come out and had a bat. We've unfortunately gone down. We've only made 133. Brendan Crozier in the runs, 45.
Titties, anchor.
Yeah.
Well done.
Apparently he got out in the 31st over.
Doesn't matter. Someone had to do it.
Yeah.
What did everyone else do? What did Kong do?
Kong followed up his 100 with a golden duck.
I heard he got caught behind.
LB, I heard.
Oh, just because I heard he smashed it, so I assumed it was caught behind.
Yeah, a bit of controversy apparently with the umpiring decision, but you got to take those.
I'm gonna cop this one. I called Banjo out last week on the show, and Banjo is the one who got Kong out first ball.
Oh no!
60-year-old coming in, just taking him out. So. Look, boys, if you get called out on this show, you could be in for a, big week next week.
So, not great, but, it's still not a bad show. I think if one or two more people get sort of 20-odd runs there, then we're...
If we can get some batsmen, that'd be great. Yeah, so
yeah, my recruiting's going real well.
Yeah, well done. So the final result's what? They got one... They got 100 and...
They got 130.
We got 130. Yeah.
So we're about 40-odd behind.
What votes are you giving out for this one?
So I've gone with Brendan Crozier, 3 votes.
Yep, love that.
I've gone Stephen Hood, 2 votes.
Love that even more. Love Woody, big fan.
And then I've probably got to go Freddie, 1 vote, 3 for 50.
I wish I'd muted your mic just a few seconds ago. fair enough. So there are our results for the week, guys. And now we're done with the boring stuff. Let's get on to the much more entertaining stuff. What happened over the weekend? Any fun stories? Let's get into those Swiss Roll nominations.
Look, I've had some crackers of some Swiss Roll nominations. I'm actually going to have to go back a week. So for round one, there's some late mail. So the twos, as we spoke, were playing out at Moniash.
I feel the late mail is our fault for not having the show out.
Oh, well, the nominations only just come through.
Yeah,
so,
fair enough. Yeah, cool.
So apparently, so the week before round one, we had a practice game against Applecross. And there was, I think we had a batting side and a bowling side. And Michael Martinez has played as a batsman. And he's decided to, he's going to leave his whites and his kit at the club. He's then driven to he's driven to Moniash to play the game round one, and he's got there, he's got no whites. So what does he do? He orders an Uber to come to Charles Verriard and pick his whites up and take him to the ground.
Triple M, Michael Moneybags Martinez, just getting Ubers.
But he
to
also
deliver.
Had to get Tammy to go and find the whites and then take it out to the Uber.
Oh, please, Mickey.
Yeah, so there's your first sort of Swiss Roll nomination. He then pulled, I know he had a burst blood vessel. I have checked, he's all good. So
that's good to know. So you can't make fun of him.
Yeah. Cool. So he's on the mend and he'll be back this week. But didn't pull out until I think it was about half an hour before the game.
Oh, that's... No, you must know. When did he blurt his eyelid?
Well, apparently, I mean, he was supposed to go to the doctors Friday night, didn't go to Saturday morning is what the story is.
Oh, that's not on.
Yeah, I'm not going to call out my sources that I'm getting these stories from, but
I have a Swiss roll from last week that I don't think you know of.
I haven't finished. Can I get to my next one yet?
Oh, sorry, yeah, go for your next one. I thought we were going to do 1-1-1, but that's fine. Just go straight through.
I think this may be the same one. So this action has won the Swiss roll previously. No?
Is this... Oh, yeah. No. I think I know what you mean. This is one I was going to go with. But yeah, go.
Okay. So, a new bloke to the club, and you're one of your best mates now. And
just a nice guy.
Stephen Hood has gone out on the night out. Was it Friday night? Yes.
Yeah, it was Friday night. Yeah, it was Saturday morning, yeah.
He's gone home. Got home, all good. Gone to sleep. No worries. Gets woken up the next day. On the couch by his neighbour.
Like,
so he's gone, and I don't know how he's got inside.
This is what I was going to say. So just quickly, he's fallen asleep, not his neighbours come into his house and woken him up.
No.
But he's slept on his neighbour's couch. How did he get in there?
I know, he must have.
Had a spare key?
No, he doesn't even, apparently he's only had one conversation.
But is he in an apartment as well?
Yeah.
That's even weirder. Like,
so I don't know if he's gone in via a window because he's thought he cut his key's not working or what. Anyway, but... That's pretty big form this early in the season.
For people not to know, when we're talking about it, previously won it, is we had a player years ago, Tim Shand, who played only one season for us.
Yeah, before my time.
And, so the story of his is he came home and he was staying at his friend's house and they, pretty much the same thing. Went, oh, yeah, I'm going to the house, blah, blah. Like, his mate didn't unlock the door, like he said, so he actually broke in to the house.
Yeah, broke the window, I heard, yeah.
Yeah, broke in to get in, slept on the couch and then woke up to police and... These two people be like, who is this random man? So it wasn't even his neighbour. It was his mate's neighbour's house.
Yeah,
so
so
Woody, really high up there for that one.
Really high up there. Have you got another one?
Mine's not quite as good. It's just like, it's probably a shit bloke move more than a Swiss Roll move. Sean Murdoch, TAF cat, the formal Trej, he didn't play last week. So that's fair enough. Didn't play, no worries. Why are you unavailable? Normally he's away for work.
Yeah.
He had a dinner party. He had a dinner party he had to set up for on a Saturday night. Like, I was invited to this dinner party and I didn't go out of spite. That and I had something else on. But seriously, like, not playing because you have a dinner party. Does have a missus who's also helping. Supposedly the potatoes, the homemade chips were fantastic.
I'd like to see them at tea time.
Well, if he does not bring them
now,
he's definitely getting a nomination because that's just weak.
So just on the Swiss roll, so we obviously had Sully that was...
Went out with his whites and, and yelling in the
game. He was winning
game.
It after round one, after Majib also turned up with no whites and bowled in spikes on a hard deck. So Sully's just nipped in front there.
Just for the Sully batch.
Yeah. So where do we think that Sully...
Oh, Hoodie has just jumped here.
But I think Mick's second there.
The money bags Uber call of being able to get... Yeah, I think that's pretty up there as well.
So I go... I think it's Hoodie, Mick, Sully right now.
Yeah. I know, I like Sully going out in whites was pretty freaking awesome. But it's daylight from Hoodie.
Yeah.
It is daylight for him to do that.
We'll have to get him on at some point and talk us through.
What's that? Hold on, I've got a thing coming through right now. I think we've got some breaking news, if I'm not mistaken. Is that? Yep. Andy Brereton with some breaking news for... first heard right here on this podcast.
That's so good.
I'm
that
so happy how that works out. <It's just>
We've been working on that for a while.
Oh, so happy to use that finally.
So North Perth Cricket Club hosted an SGM for the West Australian Suburban Turf Cricket Association last night. It was in relation to the decision to remove Nullumara Cricket Club from the association. So for those who don't know, Nullumara Cricket Club was expelled by the association board. I think it was at the start of August or something like that. It
happened way later than it should have.
Or it might have been the end of August. And then they appealed the decision and the board had to reconsider. The board decided to upheld the original decision, and then the last port of call was basically for Nullumara to call an SGM, and then the presidents of the club can choose to overrule the board's decision. So there's 21 member clubs, 16 of them turned up, and there were some various questions. The council was there, and like I say, there was a bit of to-ing and fro-ing around the process and how Nullumara was going to re-enter the competition and how many players they had and that kind of stuff. So at the end result was that there was put to a vote and it was voted 9-7. So really close.
Ooh.
Just one vote swinging it that Nullumara would stay out.
Were you the swing vote, Andy Brereton?
Could have been. Who knows?
Oh, who was the swing vote? You must know. You've got a few
friends. No, it was secret ballot.
Berenzi? Was it Berenzi?
Secret ballot. I don't know. I don't know the way
happened.
He was there.
Was it Berenzi?
Jack Berenzi from Applecross Cricket Club was definitely there. I don't know. So
we'll get him on here and find out. He'll tell us. He's not gutless like our president.
I don't know. That's the decision.
So
I think
still, hold on. I use the breaking news button for the breaking news being nothing's happened.
Yeah.
So your breaking news is, so what happened was this news we knew of 6 months ago.
Two months ago.
This has been happening for years. Is Nullumara out of the club? And you've now come in with breaking news that Nullumara are still out. When you say breaking news, I thought we were about to discuss the fact that they've been brought back in. It's going to change all the fixtures. What's going to happen? Now it's just breaking news. We've got a podcast. that's another breaking news.
All right, I'll find some more breaking news. Jesus.
Oh, wow. Like,
all right, I'll do better next week, Scotty.
Oh, just get the... Just it's not... That's just...
I'll admit, the best bit of the breaking news is that tune.
Yeah, that was by far... That was not breaking, like... Okay, but...
Well, it is breaking because,
the breaking news
only
is
happened yesterday.
Nothing's changed.
Yeah.
It's like in The Simpsons when Homer has the everything's okay alarm that keeps beeping every time that everything's okay. Interesting. Okay, I'll try and, steer this off the cliff. back onto the road. What's going to happen with their ground? Any ideas? Because I've been saying, about my Northern Parasites that I've been wanting for years to usurp them. Does this mean that someone else is going to be able to parasite into the club before we can?
No, so I think they're going to continue to operate as a club.
Yep.
The I think they'll look to try and run some form of T20 tournament.
It's far less interesting than I thought. Look, the view.
I think there's talks between Balcata and them potentially merging, Bassendean and them potentially merging.
Look, I'm hoping that we keep any club as we can, any club with turf. Doesn't matter what the club is, turf's a big deal. So let's keep that going. But yeah, thanks for that really interesting bulletin just there, Andy.
All right, quick, let's move on.
Fantastic. Okay. Oh, yeah, now I get to press buttons.
Andy. AB.
Hobbsy, mate, you've just destroyed me there with that intro. I've given you the board for about 20 minutes while I've been out there fielding, and you've put some sounds there that just character assassination.
I think it's absolute gold, and I like to get the feedback from everyone out there. But so right now, we've got our first guest for the season.
Yeah, inaugural guest. This is huge.
Very exciting. We've got Mr. Josh Watson, who I'm a huge fan of. I'm going to go through a few of his stats here, guys. He joined the club in 2013-14. Came down with Hosko, Stimmo, and Hosko and Stimmo are already down here, but they brought him down. I think Muller.
Yeah, shout
as well,
out to
maybe.
Jason Hoskins and Daniel Stimson.
Genuinely, just a great bloke with a great family. Bree, Lara, and Tate played under. Well, he's played under a few captains. Kong for a long time. Stimmo, Chechi, and now back to Kong again. I think that's about
was
right.
Phil, was he there for Phil Davies, or was that too early?
Don't know. I think it might have been maybe his first. We'll ask him in a second. Yep. But, you know, guys, 85 games, 930 runs, 126 wickets, played pretty much his entire career in the top team. He is a serious player. Welcome to the show, Josh Watson.
Welcome.
Thanks, boys. How are we going?
Yeah, good.
Just fantastic, mate. Quickly, just I was on your stats then, and I'm just going through it here. So you've never hit a 50. Just making sure of this. Okay. But also, the other one I was going to go with here is that I found very interesting is you actually started your career in our thirds as a batsman. Is that correct?
I did.
Because I was...
first season, I didn't bowl, mate.
No, that's what I thought. This was amazing.
And Hobbsy was just looking over your current run scoring in that season, and you did really well to get promoted because you scored 10 and 15.
Then
you went into the... Went into the second side and got about the same and straight up to the top side.
Yeah,
so what's the lesson for us here?
Don't hit a 50.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair play.
Very, very happy with that. But no, you didn't, honestly, you were playing as a batsman your first season, and then you played, you know, two games at the third 11, two games at the second 11, rest of the season the ones, and then from then the next season you rocked back and you were our opening bowler and you've taken wickets for fun for the rest of your time. Like, what happened that winter?
Yeah.
What happened the winter of 2014?
I actually decided I was going to bowl again. Mate, it wasn't much more than that. I gave up footy and decided to have a bowl.
Oh, brilliant, mate. I do love to hear that. We're all about leaving sports to play just for the boys. Big after with that. Quickly, now, I talked about you coming down the club through Hosko and Stimmo. What actually did bring you down the club originally, just out of interest?
Hosko.
It was just Oscar.
Come down.
Okay. Yeah, it was hot. Okay.
Come down.
Yeah. No, nice. Great recruitment by him. I'm very happy with that.
Yeah, yeah. Now he's done well. Now you've outlived him because Hosko's gone his separate one.
Now he's buggered off.
Yeah, he really has. Actually, that brings it up because Hosko's a great person to start off this with. And you know how on this show I'm a big fan of good blokes like yourself. Who do you think is one of the good blokes around the club that we should be really paying some more attention to? We've got a few guys we've nominated early, but who do you rate as a good bloke around the club? Just want to get your opinion.
So you've mentioned Mirza already.
Oh, yeah. Straight out the gun.
Yeah.
Who else have we mentioned already?
Jesse Wilson.
Jesse Wilson, one of the Lady Three boys.
Lockie Joel.
And then that's it.
That's it.
That's it for so far.
I don't know where you start because a lot of the guys I play with aren't. So.
Yeah, it's good. That just helps with my rubbish growth graph. Rubbish bloke graph. I can't speak tonight.
You can't go past your likes of Andy Simpson.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call.
That's a great call. Cool. That's a really good call.
Might allude to something later on in the show. Yeah, stay tuned.
That's really tweaked something in me, so I do appreciate that's a great call. You can't go past it, especially because obviously father figure for you, like,
yeah,
honestly,
yeah,
he's told Stimmo, okay, like, nah. That is a cracking bloke. And the other one is so we've gone through good blokes because I said, don't get wrong, I think you're one of the better blokes going around. And you do have a sweet tooth because I've sold you about 10,000 snakes.
This is one of the reasons he's not such a great bloke.
Yeah, how many killer pythons do you eat per season, Watto, just out of interest?
Well, what do we say? Two a night? And then, mate, that's every training session.
And how do you normally pay for those killer pythons? It would be on the card where the club's getting a merchant fee. Just get charged to it for every, and we're charging you $1. Outrageous.
But I tell you what, I've seen Lara enjoy a couple of the heads of those snakes.
She has. I've got her trained now to do the cone. She'll get the killer python with the cone.
My good bloke thing's coming through from production value of
Josh
Watson.
Plays top grade. He can't be any good bloke 11. Sorry.
One of the big things we brought on this show is our love of cordial.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah, what's happened there? Talk us through this, because peach iced tea hasn't hit the mark with top grade. I'm convinced you haven't got the pH levels right, so it's a double bottler.
Absolutely.
You can't have a one bottle to a esky, but your boys are hating on it, and talk us through. What happened?
Well, it's funny because I'm a cooler fan.
Oh man, okay.
Oh dear.
All right, this is interesting. Cooler for just at home, or you're meaning like during the game, you're a cooler fan?
Mate, I've got cordial this week, so we know what we're having.
Man, you're a bubblegum man as well. The cola flavoured. Oh, wow, the cooler lime. Okay. Maybe AB's graph is right.
Yeah, I'm standing by it.
Jeez. Well, with titties hitting runs, we might be able to bring the peach. I see.
That's what we want to hear.
Yeah, it's unfortunate I'm shouting out Brendan Crozier, but out of the lot of you, but that just shows what a group of men there is in our top grade right now. You know?
Yeah, but titties is a lower grader at heart and ability in my mind, except for he hit 40 on the weekend. So
he did well. He did well at the weekend.
Now, another little thing I'm just going to get into here, just my little things, you know, I like them. Tea, I like tea, you like lollies. What is your favourite thing on the tea item?
What do you go for, Watto? Does Watto go in? Are you in? By the way, Watto, are you a first one in there? Are you an eager beaver when it comes to the tea?
Or are you I'm going to chill outside, take my spikes off, have a chill, or are you just, bang, give me those pies, I'm the first one in the bar?
I'm the first in.
Yeah, I thought he was.
And I fill my pockets with a handful of lollies.
Yeah
I can imagine.
And then you can't go past the curried egg sandwich.
Yeah, okay.
But what I like about this is you're saying that your first thing is the curried egg, but actually you just grab the lollies, be like, I'm going to save these for later.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's a bowl of lollies just sitting in the change rooms next to Watto's desk.
Yeah, Willy Wonka in the change rooms, just sitting there munching them down.
All right, now we've got a fair few new players to the club new players in your team. How are they all going in top grade? Is there any mannerisms that you've picked up on? Anything interesting? You've got a lot of Poms in there. What's the dynamic like?
Yeah, it's interesting. Some of the fashion trends of the English is very interesting.
Like what?
The thongs with the socks.
Yeah, come on, call it out. Who is it? Yeah. Who is it?
Well, you've got Bolsey, Freddie, and
all of them.
All of them are doing it.
All of them.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
You were a disgusting race of people. Andy.
Hey, look. I might need to have a word.
Yeah.
But
what's the chat like out of the boys? That's the big one. I want to know.
What's
like,
going
we
on?
Know, like your captain's not much of a talker. Like we all know it on the field. But are the new boys bringing a bit of energy? Because Jakey Prendergast not being around at the moment must really be hurting out in the field with that.
Well, we got titties.
Oh, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
That's a good recruit.
who played his student on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the poem's not too bad, except for Freddie just talking about my missus.
Hold on. Back up.
What's he talking about, Bree? About just out of interest. I want to know about this right now. Hold on.
What's he saying about Bree?
Just chatting up, trying to chat up my missus whilst they're playing the cricket.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he's the kind of guy who, if he has an option to go off for the 12th man, he's going to walk straight over and say hi.
He will.
I very much enjoy that as well. That's the great piece.
And how are you finding the club at the moment? You know, change of leadership up top, Lots of new players. How are we feeling around the club, Watto?
Yeah, good. A lot of young faces. It's making me feel pretty old, actually. But, yeah, no, I think everything's going well. Filtering down the grades. Can't really complain.
Good stuff. Down the grades are going well.
Yes, the eights, two and zip.
Yeah.
Two and zip.
All right. Good. I've got some quick fire questions for you, mate, because I'm gonna try and disprove Hobbsy's theory that you might be a decent bloke.
It's gonna be pretty hard because you are such a great bloke, but we'll find out in a second.
So it's just an A or B basically. So Hosco or Stimmo?
Well, I'm Hosco's best man at his wedding this coming year, so I can't really Hosco.
Okay.
Yeah, they're cool.
All right. Bree or Hosco?
Brody or Hosco?
No, Bree.
Your wife.
Bree.
Okay.
I can't really go past Hosco. Nah.
We know. And that. I'm winning already.
You know, we almost got through. If the government
that's
had
second
passed
question,
that,
and he's an awful bloke already.
If the government had passed it years ago, who knows what would have happened?
Yeah. True.
My wife will listen to this, so this will be interesting.
That's another viewer. I'm happy with that.
Hey,
another
Bree.
Listener. Happy with the main listeners we get.
And based on recent news, I hear Freddie's available. So, Bree, he's giving me the thumbs up right now. Taking a sixfer for top grade or a family day out? Yeah, I heard that. Oh.
Which one would you go for? So did you answer?
Sixfer.
Like,
oh, okay.
I guess
just
the family
really
day
quiet.
Out is watching you take the sixfer.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
So that works out. Yeah. Yeah, no, I like that.
So obviously you had a change of captaincy up front on top grade. So Matt Chich or Jamie Rasmussen?
Oh, that's too hard.
I know. Got to answer it.
It's just like lesser of two evils kind of thing for you, mate. Like, oh.
Too hard. No, I'll go Jamie.
Okay. Jamie, yeah, good call. He's your current captain.
His current captain,
that's
yeah.
Smart,
you played the party line there. Last one, Lara or Tate?
Right, I'll be a shit bloke and not answer.
Yeah cool.
No,
yeah, it is a shit bloke. I win.
I think that's the right answer. But I think there's, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, sorry. Last one. Obviously, he wants me to ask you this.
Because I've got a strong feeling about this one.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be really biased given the questions I've just asked you. But AB or Hobbsy?
Oh. Well, you just tell me I'm just shit all the time. So I don't think Hobbsy's ever said a bad word. So
no.
That's the answer.
That's
yeah, do you know what the story? Can you explain to people what the story is around why I call you just shit?
Oh, what was it? There was a list going around of saying who was in form, who was in bad form, and who was just shit.
And who was in the just shit pile? I mean, I remember there was three blokes, possibly the greatest trilogy ever.
So there was Jared Leach and AB and myself.
Yeah, there we go. If that is not the best trilogy ever.
One of these things is not like the other. Like, this is a bit of a... Yeah,
two players were out of form. One was just... Average.
Yeah, Bob was actually playing the year of his life last year, AB, and you were still out of form.
Oh, thank you, Glenn Thompson.
That was amazing. No, look, yeah. You've been an absolutely spectacular guest to have, Watto. Any passing words you want us to, you know...
Anything you'd like us to bring to the show? Anything you want us to bring up?
This is your chance to say it live on air.
I reckon Blast from the Past is probably good, I think.
I don't mind that.
Then there's an inevitable that Murray's probably going to be on here at some point.
We've got the sounds ready for him, mate.
Yeah, we'll be ready for that one. It's good, mate. Well, you've been an absolute
pleasure.
Yeah,
thanks for coming on, buddy.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you have a fantastic season the rest of the year, and looking forward to seeing a great family down there. Not as much as obviously Freddie's looking forward to seeing your family down there, but
we'll try and keep tabs on Freddie as the season goes on, but no promises there.
Awesome. But
thanks, boys.
Thanks,
all right, thanks a lot,
mate.
Mate.
Cheers.
Hobbsy. 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 Hobbsy.
Oh, that's so terrible. I'm not impressed with these tunes.
I worked really hard on those.
To be honest, like, I've lost the power of the board, and Scotty's just gone to town this week. He's moved it to a new level. I'll be coming back with a vengeance next week.
I'm hoping everyone enjoyed Come On Hobbsy, and I'm really hoping everyone gets to, you know, sing it when I'm batting out in the middle of the weekend. thanks for that interview we just had then. That was really nice.
Yeah, old Josh Watson.
It was really good to see how he went. We'll move into, because he is a great bloke, but I'll go into my good bloke nominations. New one for this round, for this week. And it's not because of something he did this round. This is a, like, lifetime achievement nomination. Andy Stimson.
Yeah, Stimson Senior.
You can't.
Yeah, well, it matches my graph. He's now playing down the grades. And now he's a good bloke.
Oh, I think he was still a good bloke when he was dominating the ones when he was 55.
It's irrelevant. The graph is now, you know.
Yeah, but Stimmo, he's the kind of guy, he comes down, goes, you know what, comes down, like, just general thing of him, just being a generally nice guy, anyone can talk to him, and he's just unbelievable. Just comes down and plays, he goes, oh, this year, oh, look, I wouldn't mind playing turf because of my knees, but at the same time, I will play where I'm picked, and he is just that kind of guy. Like,
he's also very good.
He's just very, very, very good at cricket.
Made you look really good at keeping.
I would keep to him any day. I don't have to do anything. The ball just hits me in the hands. I just sit there putting a dent in my box while I'm watching him bowl, to be honest. Like, he's just... But it's not about his cricketing ability. This is the thing. The good bloke isn't about cricketing ability. It's about...
Life member of the club, former president.
Past president. He's... Yeah. But it's just the little things.
Got a medal or trophy named after him?
He's the best player of the club's history. But I said, this isn't about the cricketing prowess of him. It's the fact you're sitting at the front, having a drink with him, and he'll just chin wag with anyone, genuinely ripping guy the sergeant major. So that brings out three. There's a lot of bowlers here. So I've got Stimmo, Mirza, and Jesse as my three so far in my squad. So
I'd just like to pull us back to last week in terms of Jesse, right?
Yep.
So one of the main reasons that he's got into the good bloke, or at least been nominated that week, is because of the sausage rolls. Right?
It'd be almost the entire reason. Not the entire reason, but the entire reason.
Entire reason he was nominated that week. Right?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Right. And anyway, he's been grassed up by his mate. Apparently, is the way selections go. So Dowdy's mate has been grassed up by Dowdy. Apparently, Jesse didn't make those.
I
heard it was his girlfriend, Taylor, is it?
Yeah, it's Taylor. So I got this from... So Dowdy messaged me about this probably 3 seconds after he listened to the episode. And I was like, just didn't even...
Look, can we just shout out to Dowdy? Like, keen subscriber.
Oh,
Number one. Yeah. Be close to our number one fan.
Yeah, I like the fact that someone's going, well, beat him to the polls, guys. They're saying he's the number one fan. Yeah. Gonna start messaging us. But yeah, just... He's uprooting him here. I still think even if your partner... brings the sausage rolls, he's still bringing them. Doesn't make him a bad bloke unless he's going in there being like, Taylor, make me some fucking sausage rolls.
I wonder if the conversation's gone, hey, I'm playing cricket the weekend, first game for a club, got to bring tea, can you do me something? And then he's gone, hey guys, look at these sausage rolls.
Taylor's also like a fantastic chick, so maybe it's that one, like, is he a even betterer bloke, but a gooderer? A gooder bloke, because his partner's also ripping. You know what I mean? Like, is that the...
Oh, what?
Because that could be a thing. Like,
you're changing the metrics on this.
Well, this is a reason why Watto's such a good bloke. It breeds amazing. See? It's why my sister-in-law isn't a good bloke, because her husband sucks. No, but you know what I mean? I think it's a fair point. What happens is he gets.
So the last are you? I'll ask you this question: are you happy with your round one nomination? No,
my round two nomination.
No, your round,
round one. No, was it round one? No.
Jesse. Oh, sorry. Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was round one. Yeah. So I forgot what we're up to. Yeah.
Round one nomination of Jesse as in the good bloke squad.
I'm happy with it, but that's because of outsider knowledge. I'll have an asterisk next to him.
An asterisk, okay.
And we'll see how he goes. He's like, definitely he's not eligible for the good bloke Brownlow. But he can still make the All Australian squad. So I think that's the best way of putting it. Yeah, that's very good. Speaking of sausage rolls, though, tea break. We away from the yard, which is always hurtful.
Yeah,
had to go to.
We did give this feedback as well, by the way.
We
stand behind what we believe,
and they took it very well. Like they were, as I said, Subimara. Sorry, they were very, very full on with loving our show and stuff. But then when we came out saying, look, guys. Need to lift here.
Yeah.
These are a few things.
So what we're talking about is in the eights game that we've already talked through.
Eating off a bench for one.
Yeah, eating off a bench when there was a... We found the tables.
We had a table and they put it on a bench with a magpie next to us.
And but also, this what was in the tea menu. Like there was a small box of sandwiches for 22 blokes.
But the box of sandwiches were fantastic. This
is
where it
was a small box. I'm trying...
But the curried egg was exceptional, and so was the ham. Look, I had two sandwiches.
Yeah, exactly. So by the time I got there, there was none left.
Yeah, so but the curried egg.
But also, it was just lots of packets of crisps and stuff, which were unopened.
What are crisps? You mean chips?
Yeah, sorry.
Chips. Yeah, cool.
All right.
But yeah, lollies, chips.
There's no fruit.
Maybe. No fruit. Did enjoy when I was going on about there's no fruit, and one of the boys went... come on, mate, fruit salad right here. They pulled out a bag of natural confectionery fruit salad mix, which I thought was pretty funny. But look, they listened and look.
Lots of, there was all those chalky biscuits.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. Yeah. Look, the tea break was lackluster. Like
33 degree day. What are you bringing chalky biscuits out there for, mate? Come on.
And it was so, it wasn't a pleasant day. But this is where I get to really appreciate being at the yard for tea, playing.
So what did we give them out of 10? It was a 4 or 5.
Yeah, I'd give him a 4. Yeah, I think it's below average. I don't think you can give him a pass. But the sandwich is almost bringing up to a pass for me.
Well, I didn't taste them though. That's the problem. There's not enough of them.
I think we got 4.5. I'm gonna give him a 5 myself because the sandwiches. Oh no, I can't. They never fruit 4. 4. No,
4.
I can't.
It's 4.
Yeah. 4. I can't give him a thing because the sandwiches were great and that was the redeeming.
And
feature.
That's only because that's our first away team. That they get a 4 because if everyone else is much better than that, that 4 might actually be a much bit lower.
Yeah, or they could actually be amazing because they at least had sandwiches.
No.
Could be a thing. But also, AB, thanks for chucking me under the bus with our tea lady at the yard.
Yes.
Straight away went and went, hey, Tammy, you don't listen to our podcast yet. But
she does now.
She
Shout
does.
Out to Tammy Doyle now.
Yeah, thanks for Andy going because you should because Scotty Hobbs is
slagging attacking her tea.
I was saying how I actually very much enjoy the teas. If you can listen back, I did say it, but I said, we need a few little
things.
What
was her view on chicken nuggets, by the way?
She is gone. There'd never be chicken nuggets at this club while I'm doing the tea breaks. And so applications open for tea ladies at Northwest Cricket Club.
She made scones.
Did she?
Yeah, she had scones last week. And I was
that helps me when I was sitting there eating bloody chocolate biscuits off a bench.
I said, why are you making all the scones the week the Poms are not playing down there?
Yeah, well, that was one of the things. Wally Webb brought that up on the Facebook page saying, AB, preaching being a Pom, where's all the scones with jam and cream?
Yeah.
And Tammy, I hope she's liked the page and followed it because maybe that's why she brought them out. But the nugs thing I was in a bit of trouble with, but I still think we can... I think we can sway her.
She did say there's a packet of them in there, so we might get them next week.
I don't know why she's so against them. Everything else is so good on the tea break. Once you get some nuggets. And the fruit platter, I think she listened when I said
about the bananas.
I think it's a true thing.
Okay.
I really stand by that.
Oh, no, I agree with you on the banana thing. So.
No. One of our other fun things I did like in our eights game, which we will talk about because we were there.
And we're 2 from 2.
Yeah. The cordial.
Yes.
So cordial in general...
he's also listened to it.
This is a big thing. Adam Smith.
Yeah.
Massive shout out to you, mate. You've listened. This is what you get. You listen, you hear, you give us feedback, we talk about you. Great stuff, Adam. Really done. Comes down with the cordial of what we've discussed.
But also, can I just cut out? So he was given about 2 hours notice.
When did I tell you to tell him to get the cordial? Like a day before?
Oh, I think... Did I ask you to get cordial?
On like Thursday, and I said,
I asked you on the Friday, and then I said, no worries. I'll get someone else to do it. And then about 9 o'clock, about just after 9 o'clock, so the game starts at 12. So we asked them to be there at about 11:15. So
very, very poor captaincy there. But
did we win the
Adam
game?
Smith
yeah, we did.
Cool. Come with the peach iced tea.
Yes, listened in, but also Double bottle.
Double bottle. That's so the one that I love.
It's the detail that he's listening.
Yeah. He's taking it in. He's not just hearing. He's not just driving somewhere and titled. He's listening. And I really appreciate that. But I appreciate more is our vessel we had. So he's come. It was like he was making cocktails. So he's come with... We say double bottled. He didn't have two bottles in the thing. He's come with his cactus, this glass cactus. We'll get a photo of it and post it on our page. It was a glass cactus with a little tap on it. And it would have probably held, what, 5 litres?
Maybe less than that.
Four? It was tiny. And so he brings out the bottle of half bottle of peach iced tea, fills it with water, and keeps putting ice in there. But he had to keep making batches because of this tiny little glass cactus.
But he did it.
And he kept going, oh, the pH levels are off, fixed.
Yeah, he did. I am so...
one big batch,
I'm so impressed. He's almost probably done it too well that, you know, because Ian Oliphant was the one who brought us peach iced tea.
Yes.
And so the start of the season, he's always week one.
Peach iced tea.
He's on it, right?
Yeah.
But Smithy...
Smithy, the game.
He's right up there now. You know,
he's
so
just drinking out this cactus's little dick thing in the front, and it was just so weird. But you get 8 cups out of it.
That might have intimidated the opposition, you know.
Yeah, that was a real prickly situation.
Oh, wow. Where's the cricket button now?
We got rid of them as well. No, it's this thing that there wasn't enough, so we had a drinks break. We drank all of it, and Adam had to sit there and make it again.
As we were running back out.
So, no, that was very fun.
I probably should have got a vote for that.
Should have. Sully bowled well, but come on.
Smithy.
Smithy's cactus. Titties messaged the show.
Oh, yes.
Brendan Crowe with an interesting question. Is a... still our boys, Bickfords, discussing as a change, you know, change up bowl, you know, lemon lime bitters. Now, look,
Is this from the same people?
Same company.
Yeah, cool. Yep.
Now, I will give this a try. I think lemon lime bitters would go well. I know they're lemon barley.
Maybe should we
one.
Try it next podcast?
Yeah, next podcast, we'll get a bottle, we'll give it a try. Because I know the lemon barley one's really good. Lemon lime bitters, I think, would be really good to drink, like just sitting here, kind of like cooler cordial. Good
Is
to
it
drink.
Still double bowl?
I think it would be. It's okay. The strength.
This is the sort of information we need to know. Don't just tell us the flavors, because we
don't think it gets stronger, the different flavor. I think the strength is still like double bottled.
I wonder if Top Grade only went single bottle. That's why they had it.
That's obviously what they did.
Yeah,
okay. And they're just Neanderthals and they understand the tasting complexities of peach iced tea.
Kong hip bull.
No, but the lemon lime bitters, I'm gonna give it a crack. But my prediction is it's gonna be like cooler lime cordial, a delicious cordial to have a glass of on a hot day, easy to have at home. But as
can you drink 6 cups of it?
Can I have it sitting there while I'm scoring after getting out for like less than 6 and being bitter on the scorebook, trying to avoid umpiring in the middle?
Which, by the way, 2 weeks in a row, you've done well.
I'm a very good scorer.
Oh, I don't know about that, but anyway, keep going.
So no, I think that's the thing. I think it's a good point by Titties with the core.
All right, we'll give lemon lime bitters a go.
And now for another one is our dinner tonight, and the reason why I've belched about 7 times today has been thanks to a club sponsor of North Perth Cricket Club, Marco's Pizza, who we enjoyed a pizza.
It's very good.
Do you know? We told
what did we get? What was the pizza?
We got the chicken because your fucking ridiculous thing that you don't eat meat. Don't eat delicious red meat. So
I don't eat red meat. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's just like getting some abuse on the line in here, guys. Like the phones are going crazy.
Nah, Dowdy's my man. Dowdy supported me on this.
Yeah, Dowdy's all for it. That's great. You guys can go hold hands and eat.
Number one fan, apparently. So me and my number one fan.
Maybe that's why he loves non-red meat podcasts. The problem was we couldn't get the Meat Lovers, which is their the best Meat Lovers pizza anywhere. But Marco's pizza in general is just absolute sensational. Like, let's just say how good is it. I grew up...
Also in North Perth. So, is it?
Dog Swamp, Yokine.
Yeah. Oh, thereabouts.
Yeah.
Well, we did say we were going to do some North Perth eateries, so well done, Scotty.
They're very close to North Perth.
Okay, cool.
They're across the road. No, the one about Marco's is I grew up eating Marco's because it was at my local pizza place. And you know when you grow up eating place, you go, oh, it's the best pizza ever. And then you get older, you go, oh, maybe it's just that nostalgic thing. No, it actually is just... freaking awesome.
It's very
good.
And they support the club really well.
And their garlic bread was sensational. Oh, how good was that? That was the bit when you'd eaten the pizza, you've gone, oh, this is good. This is a good pizza. And then you had the garlic bread, your face just...
Very good.
Exceptional. No.
So I've got to find somewhere else because you brought me dinner tonight. So I've got to find somewhere next week. So
yeah, maybe like Bistro Guillaume in like Kerswood or Rockpool or something.
No, I'm going to go to North Perth Eatery. So get in touch if you think there's somewhere you can recommend for me to.
Yeah, somewhere around the place that we can just, you know, have a meal out, then come back to the club and eat beautifully across a little bar table with each other.
Staring into each other's eyes.
Yeah, that'd be very nice. AB. Now, one thing that someone that we don't all like.
We don't all like.
Are you.
Ah.
That was the song that was played then. That was a joke. We has brought down to the club, and one of his big things is our new kits.
Hey, yes. I've got the kits are here.
The kits are here. It's only week three, you know.
I've delivered.
We didn't deliver. The customs agent delivered finally after having him locked up or so.
Well, I've got a big tick from the lads. I'm fairly content.
Who? The English lads?
No, most of the guys. Shirts? Oh, look. They're not soccer shirts.
They're soccer shirts.
They're not.
They are soccer shirts.
They're nice. I'm currently wearing my hoodie now. The hoodies are very nice. The hoodies have gone off.
I would rather a hoodie with just a picture of hoodie on it, personally, because he's a handsome man.
Oh, hoodie. Yeah, okay.
A hoodie hoodie.
A hoodie hoodie.
No, the hoodies are exceptional.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Big fan of the hoodies. Big fan of the hoodies. I think the playing shirts are fine. We had them last week. I got my broad brim hat.
Yeah.
I got broad brim. I got my baggy as well. So
yeah.
Hopefully I can get that. It's so new. It's so new. It's so weird having a baggy.
Yeah,
it's just like bright.
Yeah.
Because mine's all nice and worn. It feels like I've had it for years. And this one's just.
We look good. I think we look good at the weekend with all our new gear.
How about the mesh lining in the shorts?
Yeah, look. I actually quite like it.
What is wrong with you? How can you enjoy that? It's like, it's honestly constricting my nether regions and giving me chafe at the same time. And that's just pulling them up.
No, like, I'm quite okay.
You don't have these cannon thighs.
No, I do not.
To go through these fishnet stockings you've got inserted in my
well,
shorts.
Well, maybe if you went at Marco's Pizza every week, you'd be all right.
Well, I'm happy to eat Marco's Pizza every week because I support our sponsors and I'm fat. No, the mesh just, I just feel, I'll be cutting mine out. I believe Phil Heyman has, Phil Kong has. I feel there's a trend here. oh, no.
But no, big win. Kits are here. Get down and get some kits.
It's good to wear the club gear.
It's lovely that we don't look like Subi Morris anymore. We're actually maroon and gold.
Subi Morris, what do you mean?
Yeah, well, the old kit was like blue, grey, and maroon.
What was?
The old training kits.
Training kits? Yeah. No, that was just the club sponsors on it, and it was white and maroon.
No.
I've got the shirt.
No, you know what I'm talking about? The
one that we saw Abe wearing tonight.
No, that's the white one you're talking about. No, I'm talking about the blue-grey one.
I never got the blue-grey one.
Yeah.
I didn't support patterns.
Patterns. But it terrible. Looked exactly like Subi Morris and stuff.
As opposed to our North Perth Soccer Club shirts we have now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, look, they're fine. It's good to see everyone wearing the kits. I do like that. I've got my new venture that I'm going to be trying to go in here for new kits that I've already talked to Andy on today. And I want to get some sport behind us if it's possible. I'm going to reach out to my favourite colonel, the Haaland, and see if he's willing to sponsor out. I will play 2020s this year if I can get the colonel to sponsor us and we can be the North Perth Nuggets. I think that'll be so fun. We're North Perth Nuggets. We'll get KFC training shirts. Like, it'll be so fun.
If you can get it done, I'm happy to support it.
I think I want to hear what people think about this. I think we can really get North Perth Nuggets going here. I think it could be a thing. We have to get everyone wanting to get on Haaland and be like, come on, mate. Come on, let's get those dirty birds out there.
Is that the best place to get nuggets from? KFC. Are you saying that?
I think KFC are the best nuggets.
Okay.
Like, McDonald's is just those, like.
Maybe we can do one week. We can do a nugget test off.
Oh, yeah, I'd compare them to the ones we have at our tea break. But we don't get any down here, do we, Andy? No, best nuggets are KFC nuggets. Like, it's the secret herbs and spices. People say they're a bit soggy and whatnot, but they're the nuggets you can eat by themselves. You can't eat McDonald's nuggets solo, you know?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I get you. I know what you mean.
I'm a nugget fiend. And that's my standard after cricket, footy, work.
Life.
Everything. Food. So, no, I'm a dirty, dirty fan of Dirty Dirty Bird. What's happening at the club? What's going on?
So big event coming up, which is the quiz night. So that went details on a Facebook page, but
16th of not the 19th
November. Yeah, so Scotty was wrong last week.
I corrected myself.
You weren't sure either.
I did correct myself.
Yeah, so definitely the 16th of November. Aaron DaCosta, off the back of last year, the success of last year's quiz night,
did a fantastic job.
We'll be hosting. So get down if you. If you don't have enough to do a table, get in touch. We'll find you a table there. But yeah, get down. Be a good night. Hopefully, be some prizes to give away, and just a great night.
Fun night at the club, and you know, come meet the stars of your favorite podcast. You know,
like it's we may or may not be doing a live podcast.
We could do a lot. We could do a live show on the quiz night and be a table at the same time.
I think we might be a bit of a hindrance at the quiz night. Yeah. But
what's the answer to this?
We'll see where we go. But come down, we'll be signing autographs and all the rest of it.
We'll be signing nuggets and bottles of iced tea, peach iced tea.
Yeah, we've got a few bottles of those to give away, maybe.
I think we probably will bring some of the peach iced tea. If you come down, there's a good chance you can have a glass of peach iced tea on us. This Sunday, 2020s as well.
Yeah, so this Sunday is the first week of T20s. On Sunday, I think we've got potentially a double header at College Park against Western Suburbs. Yeah. And the Colts game, first game of Colts at
North. Colts in our 2020s as well, aren't they?
Yeah. So they're at the Yard against Subi Morrist. I feel like we're playing Subi Morrist like every week in something.
It's really odd.
Yeah. This Sunday, squads will be announced on Thursday.
I'm okay with us having a thing with Subi Morrist, though, because as we found on the weekend, they're big fans of the show. So
Maybe
it's because we played them. Maybe we'll play more teams.
I don't know. We did. That was before we beat them, so I don't know. Maybe they're...
Maybe the listeners will drop now. I think they want to hear us talk about them, though, surely.
Okay.
This one's for you, Stack.
Yeah. But maybe we'll monitor their results. Although I don't want to promote them too much.
I'm about to watch other people's results. I do it anyway. It's when I'm getting ready to sledge them the week after. Way to get dropped down the grades this week, champ.
Oh, no. Are you a My Cricket Warrior? Is that what you're saying?
I'm a massive My Cricket Warrior. I was a My Cricket Warrior before people realised it was a thing. It used to be a lot of effort. I actually got it from my brother. He used to do it as well. I remember rocking out to several games just with a handful of stats in my head and being like...
But how do you know the person's that person when they come out? You
just have to know who they are.
You just find their names?
Yeah, just find their name and you go, oh, yeah, and then you see them come out and you check the scorebook and you go, opening batsman, batted the last 3 weeks in the team above, got a few no scores playing with us against this week. I'm going to get back up in that grade, mate.
Yeah, okay.
Nah, Micro Warrior is a great place to be. It's the best sledging tool of all time.
Yeah, all right.
Fantastic. No, so 2020 is this week, so very excited for that. And that's about all we've got.
Massive show that we just got through there.
Yeah, a lot of topics. Well, this is what happens when you guys get involved with us. We'll try
We'll keep hitting us up with feedback and how we can improve. Hopefully I've stood a bit closer to the mic.
Oh, my God, him talking. I've had to turn his microphone up to max, and mine's about, what, three quarters away.
I know.
Hopefully we've evened out now, because AB somehow doesn't know how to speak into a microphone at 40
years old.
You
should see it. Maybe we'll video it one day and you'll see my hands moving about.
We'll see AB getting really passionate when he's talking. No, it is funny because he talks so poorly here and on the pitch. So it's really good.
Don't give me too much.
Very true.
There.
But it was a huge show. Thank you so much for everyone who's got in touch.
Keep messaging us. Keep getting involved. Keep listening. Thanks for all the support.
Good luck on the weekend.
Good luck on the weekend to all teams, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week. To catch you guys.